Hello, I'm James Dennis Stringer. As spring dawns in full upon the United States, we cherish our warming weather and look forward to the summer, when most of us will be taking vacations. Some go solo, others with a loved one, but it can be quite a drag and chain when one is forced to, by one way or another, bring their whole family with them. I've never met a soul who looks eagerly forward to a family reunion. Blood may be thicker than water, but personalities change over the year and do clash, which is the study of this week's film, Mr. Hobbs Takes a Vacation. Based on the novel by Edward Streeter, the year is 1962. Roger Hobbs, banking executive of St. Louis, Missouri, has all the comforts afforded him, with some small difficulties. His 12-year-old son, Danny, is practically glued to the television set. His youngest daughter, Katie, in a prestigious boarding school, can barely tolerate his existence. His two eldest daughters are married with children and almost never talk to him, and his loving wife, Peggy, has just scuttled his plans for a vacation just for Mr. and Mrs. Instead, she has arranged a family get-together, for a month, in a rented beach house just south of San Francisco. When the branches of the family meet, pain and gain happen in equal measure. Could this bring them closer than ever before? James Stewart plays Mr. Hobbs, giving the best comedic performance of his post-war career. With plenty of gags that play to his down-home, drawly affect, while never feeling like a caricature played by the man himself. One standout scene involves Hobbs going birdwatching with his son-in-law's prospective employer. It has to be seen to be believed, and maybe not even then. Maureen O'Hara plays the eccentric but caring Mrs. to great success, sometimes a little too foolhardy, but wisening up as the story goes on. These leads are surrounded by a cast of fine supporting and character actors. Lori Peters, who originated Liesel in the original Broadway cast of The Sound of Music, plays Katie, who finds herself lonely in the West Coast with little enthusiasm, until her father, in part, brings her out of her shell. Michael Burns plays Danny, stuck on TV westerns until the chance to see a solar eclipse brings him back to the land of the living, which is also one of the film's most touching moments. Recording star Fabian also appears as charming teenager Joe Carmody, who becomes fast charmed by Katie and soon charms her and her parents. Keep your eyes peeled for further appearances from the likes of John MacGyver, John Saxon, and Reginald Gardner, as well as a blink-and-you'll-miss-it appearance from trumpeter Herb Alpert. Directed by the versatile Henry Koster and written by long-standing screenwriter and playwright Nunnally Johnson, this is one of the best dramatic comedies ever made. In fact, if there's such a thing as a screwball dramedy, this is it. Physical comedy and verbal zingers abound, with plenty of conflict added, while also never feeling like a cacophony of famous people screaming at each other. Mr. Hobbs Takes a Vacation was a solid success on its release, making $4 million on a $2 million budget, and resulting in two more films between Koster and Stewart, Take Her, She's Mine and Dear Brigitte, as well as one more film between Stewart and O'Hara, The Rare Breed. It holds up to this day, not just as a slice of Americana, but as a reminder of the love one can have for one's family, even as the tides of life turn and twist. I hope you enjoy Mr. Hobbs Takes a Vacation. Mr. Hobbs Takes a Vacation can be found on DVD from 20th Century Studios or purchased digitally through major online retailers.